This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay tuned for the next 4 minutes of practical insight and encouragement from the Bible for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
There's no book in the world like the book of Genesis. Moses, guided by the Spirit of God, was the man whom God chose to be its author. Because the book closes about 300 years before Moses lived, he could have gotten his information only by the direct revelation of God. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, a look at the book of Genesis. Some people wonder how Moses could have known what happened before any man appeared on the earth. The answer is simple. God merely revealed to Moses the ancient past in the same way he revealed to his prophets the far distant future. It would be no more difficult for God to tell a person what had happened than it would be to tell someone what was going to happen. What will you discover when you read the book? Many exciting and wonderful things. You'll find the story of the creation of the world and all that it contains. You'll read of the first human beings, of the beautiful garden that was their home, and how they lost it all, and how they fell into sin being tempted by the devil. You'll read about the great flood of Noah's time and the building of the ark. You'll read of the building of the Tower of Babel and of the confusion of tongues. From the 12th chapter to the end of the book is primarily the story of four men, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. In other words, the book of Genesis treats the history of the kingdom of God from the time of the creation of the world down to the beginning of Israel's time in Egypt and to the death of Moses. The first prophecy concerning the coming of Jesus Christ appears in the book of Genesis. Genesis 3:15 says, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. He shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." It is interesting to note that the first mention of Jesus is in connection with his conflict with the devil and the assurance of victory for the promised Redeemer. One man's sin brought eternal death to the entire human race. One man's death brought eternal life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. In some respects, this is the most remarkable book of the Bible. It begins with the greatest announcement of all time, the fact of the eternal existence and creative power of God. The Bible begins with the truth of God, that God is, that there is one God, and that He is the creator of the universe. Two things are clear, that the design of the Bible is to reveal the divine plan of redemption in Jesus Christ, and that to understand the Bible requires a knowledge of the book of Genesis. We must begin where God begins if we are to understand the marvelous unfolding of God's redemption in Christ, which is the central fact of the Bible.
Why not join us in the wonderful adventure of reading through the Bible? To help you, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, this self-study guide will direct your Bible reading and give you new insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.